The 1963 ruling led to the creation of a statewide public defender's office. It also established a fairly smooth process for poor people charged with criminal offenses to apply for a state-funded lawyer. But Walter Dickey of the UW Law School says a study the law school carried out in 2001 found that there were still as many as 35% of criminal defendants who were unrepresented in court.
Mostly misdemeanors, but also felonies. So that's a pretty big gap, and that to a great extent is this gap between true indigency and the public defender standard.
In 2009, that standard was raised so that an unmarried defendant who makes less than $12,000 a year would qualify for a public defender. That change and additional funding to hire more attorneys allowed the agency to represent almost 13,000 more poor defendants. But that still leaves a gap that county judges are expected to fill by appointing attorneys for people who earn too much to meet the 2009 standard. Dickey says that means whether a defendant gets an attorney or not depends on the judge in the case.
Some judges, in effect, talk the defendant into a waiver of counsel, and you get a guilty plea and the case is over. Sometimes you'll see the judge telling the defendant, you need to go out and find yourself a lawyer who represents you for nothing. And that's a kind of serial process. Go see three, come back, go see three, come back. Often the defendant sort of wears out and eventually ends up entering guilty plea without a lawyer.
Dickey says, unfortunately, how a judge deals with such cases is often driven more by the county budget than by the demands of assuring a fair trial. Milwaukee attorney James Shello remembers an incident in the late 1960s after the Gideon ruling that illustrates the point. A judge called him into his chambers and asked if Shello's firm would represent clients who couldn't afford to pay, but then added this caveat.
The judge said, but of course, you wouldn't file the motions and make the legal arguments that you make on behalf of your rich clients, because the county can't afford that kind of expense.
Shello assured the judge that he would not submit a bill, but insisted his firm would treat those clients like everybody else.
And he said, thank you very much. I left. We were never appointed.
There are those in the justice system who want to go even further to ensure all poor clients get represented in court. They want to expand the right to an attorney to include people facing civil charges where their basic human needs, such as housing or the loss of welfare benefits, are at stake. It's referred to as civil Gideon. Milwaukee Judge Thomas Donegan argued the need for funding attorneys in such cases before the state Supreme Court in 2011.
We're making sure there's fairness in our system. And I think that's at least as important as paving roads and keeping up the boulevards and making sure we have a nice zoo. We had better say we're the courts and we know people need fairness. What else are we about if we're not about that?
But it would cost an estimated $50 million to meet the needs of poor defendants in such civil cases, and so far, neither state or local government has been prepared to foot that bill. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.